attempt number 4?
Essentially.
Pretty much, yeah. Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Everything is Time podcast. My name is Jeremy.
My name is Ruby.
And today we're venturing back into the realm of a normal conversation just on tape without a theme. The last time we kind of came up with a theme, although we didn't try to.
Yeah. But no, like, hopefully we'll be able to stay on topic in this one, and if not, you know, hopefully it's at least entertaining.
Yeah, that's the goal.
That's the goal, right? Exactly. Did you hear Arthur's ending? I don't know why, that just came to mind, but I heard that show's ending.
What do you
ending.
Mean? Is this still
the
on?
TV show, yeah. It's ending now.
Am I a bad person if I thought Arthur has not been on the air for, like, a decade or more?
Oh my gosh, they literally have 25 seasons of the show. It started in 1996.
Oh, wow.
And it's ending in winter 2022.
So, oh, wow.
2022 will be the last season of Arthur. We're very sad about it. At least our generation grew up with Arthur. Maybe you didn't watch it that much, but I remember I watched it quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, I remember watching a lot of Dragon Tales.
Right, you were a Dragon Tales stan.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, I have, like, a little Dragon Tales, I guess, not figurine, because that sounds, like, more elaborate than it is, but, like, a little Dragon Tale thing.
Happy Meal toy.
Probably, honestly.
Not a figurine.
Yeah, yeah, it came out of a box of Cracker Jacks, but it was great.
Did it really?
No.
Oh, okay. I was like, no. I didn't know,
yes.
Dragon Tale.
Cracker Jack and Dragon Tale is actually,
What is Cracker Jack?
A box of Cracker Jacks. It's like a caramel corn. And the whole thing about Cracker Jacks is that, like, there's a prize in each individual bag.
I thought you were talking about a cereal, and I was very confused. Like, I thought there was a cereal Cracker Jacks that you were alluding to. Because
no.
Cereal used to have prizes in it. I don't know if it does now, but, like,
the prize is really just added sugar.
Right. I think I stopped liking cereal when they made Cookie Crisps, because it was just chocolate chip cookies and milk, and I'm like, you know, where are we going as a society?
This might be pushing us back to food.
Right.
Maybe. Food part 2. But I don't really get
the next episode is catch us at dinner. How about that? Just like,
catch us at breakfast if we're talking about cereal.
Right. We just go through all the meals. We're
right,
like,
right.
Okay.
We run out.
Catch
we
us
do
at brunch. Right. Catch us at second breakfast.
No, but, like, people were obsessed with cereal. I don't really get it, personally. Did you have cereals that you loved?
Trix cereal.
Back to Trix again.
I loved the Trix cereal. And the milk would be, like, pink afterwards because it's, like, hearing. It was,
and
so,
like,
good.
Aesthetically, it was good for you. And then,
like, it was. You know, I saw someone post a picture of, like, what is it? The, like, hot chocolate brand? Swiss something.
Swiss Miss?
Yeah, but it was, like, Lucky Charms marshmallows in hot chocolate instead of just, like, regular marshmallows. Because that's the thing. I don't like Lucky Charms.
I don't
but
either.
I like the marshmallows only. But I don't like them in milk because they dissolve too fast. So I can see why people would bring them in, like, bags and just eat, like, the marshmallows.
Huh.
I think I liked Rice Krispie cereal a lot. It was fun because, like, made noise.
Yeah, it was fun. I liked for a while Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, that was really good.
I didn't like apple. This might be the Apple Jacks. That might be what you're thinking of as a cereal.
I think it was. Wasn't it the one with, like, the running stick of cinnamon?
Yeah.
Ad?
Okay. And it was greenish, I think.
Well, yeah, one was apple, one was cinnamon. And
I was not a fan. Ugh.
I didn't like Cocoa Puffs that much.
Me neither.
Or, like, what is that really weird cereal? It's, like...
That doesn't narrow it down.
No, I know it doesn't. What am I thinking of? There was, like, an Eggo waffle cereal for a while that was... Corn... No. What is the one that's, like... That's, like, corn?
Corn
it's
flakes?
It's not actually corn. No. You know, like,
corn. You're, like, the really weird, out-of-the-box cereal, corn flakes.
No, it was not... It's not corn nuts, which, by the way, I don't like either.
Mm.
But, like... It's just like chewing on like a popcorn kernel to me. It's just so hard. I'm like, who's eat? Anyway, side note. No, there was some like weird cereal that was like corn something. And it was just like, I don't know why people like this, but okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've never liked cereal.
I like granola.
I don't like granola. I used to, well, I mean, I take granola bars because I wouldn't want to eat breakfast. So I just have like a granola bar, but I never liked it. What about Fig Newtons?
I don't like Fig Newtons.
I'm fine with Fig Newtons.
I don't like the consistency of Fig Newtons.
Oh, see, I do. I don't like the consistency of, like, a Jell-O or pudding anymore, I've realized. Like, either one of those I'm not, like, a fan of. But people liked pudding cups a lot.
Yeah, like the ones that were half vanilla, half chocolate. And this, again, goes back to people's, like, obsession with mixing vanilla and chocolate.
People still do that. Like, that's still, like, an obsession I think people have. People like mixing stuff in general. Mm-hmm. Sprite and, like, cranberry juice. Some people mix that.
Yeah.
Coffee and Dr. Pepper. Some people were doing that for a while.
Okay. Dr. Pepper and coffee?
Do you remember someone on our class trip? I remember someone on our class trip talking about that. And then afterwards, I've heard people doing that. And people are like, yeah, it's good. And I'm like, is it, though? Like,
sparkling coffee?
I mean, Coca-Cola has the coffee fusion out now. It's like in a can. It's like Coca-Cola coffee fusion. I'm like,
I don't think so. I'm not doing that.
Same thing with Monster. I think Monster has a coffee fusion. I've never had a Monster in my life, but I can't imagine like it would be good with... Well, people would drink Monster. I didn't drink Monsters, but I guess people would to stay up, like at sleepovers. Is that a thing?
I knew a few people that would do it, but I don't think I've ever had a Monster in my life.
Did you ever have trouble like staying up till like midnight? You know how like it used to be a thing at sleepovers to like try and stay up till midnight or like pull an all-nighter?
Who stays up the longest? Yeah. I mean, I never really won that, but...
Do you try to win that, or you?
There were some times, yeah. Like I remember, like the best I've done is like 4 a.m. probably in those settings. I mean, I pulled an all-nighter, not in a like a sleepover setting, but looking back, it's completely irrational. I don't know why it was like a thing to
pull an all-nighter.
Right. Well, no, to try to stay up longer than everybody else. Like, who cares, you know?
Oh, I was just talking about like. No, I don't think I've ever tried to stay up longer than anybody else. It was more like we all collectively as a group stay up as long as we possibly can.
Oh, and then you all really you all agreed to just be like, okay, now it's time to go to bed.
Or we just try to see how late we can all just stay up. It doesn't really matter who's left. It's just like, can we all like stay up to like pull an all-nighter all together and just like not sleep and like fill our time doing stuff or like playing board games and stuff.
Right.
That used to be a huge thing to do with sleepovers.
Yeah.
Which... I feel like now it's hard to go to bed anytime before midnight. I'm like, I can't really fall asleep at like 10. Like, really? I don't know. But, or like sleeping bags. Did everybody take their sleeping bags to sleepovers when you were younger? Like, I'm assuming you guys all just didn't pile into one bed. Like, okay.
No.
This is it.
Is that your approach?
No. I'm just saying that like, some people had like two beds in their room. Like, they would have like, I had friends who had like one, like, two beds, and that way they when they invited someone to sleep over, they were just like another
interesting
person there. Yeah,
I don't know, maybe I was just doing bootleg sleepovers. You were doing the affluent sleepovers with multiple beds.
Exactly.
I was not about that life, I guess.
And it's the aesthetic of the aesthetic. One random, I still have it. It's like, do you remember that like colorful like a disco ball that was like on it? No, never mind.
Like, are you talking about the like the plastic black one that has like the little
and it rotates?
I still
have that.
I think I have one of those too.
For some reason, like everybody our generation, but only our generation has that. Maybe I'm wrong. If you have that and you're from a different generation, let me know. But I remember that was like the thing. And then it went to lava lamps. I have a lava lamp.
I do not have a lava lamp.
Really?
I guess I was off the trend at that point.
There were a lot of dumb things that were on trend. And lava lamps weren't necessarily something I would consider dumb that was on trend, but, like, mood rings are dumb.
Yeah.
In the sense that, like, I love how people would look at someone's mood ring and be like, wow, they're so sad today. It's like, because the mood ring is blue.
In a way, me trying to, like, feel out people for how they're doing, I'm like a mood ring. Except, like, an accurate mood ring.
Yeah, exactly. An accurate, the improved version.
Like, yeah, like, I'm a mood ring, you're the ring.
Exactly. Everybody else is just like, no. I love that for you that you're like a mood ring.
Mm-hmm.
I want that to be like your Tinder bio. Just
human mood ring.
Yeah. I'm a human mood ring. Nice to meet you.
Yeah. I want to make jokes, but I really don't know the direction of the swiping. It's right for yes, right? I've asked this multiple times.
Yeah, swipe right.
So maybe it's like swipe right, you get green. Swipe left, it's blue. Like it makes you.
Oh, I thought you were gonna like charge for like. Reading people on dates or something. I'd be like,
can you do that in Tinder?
You know, like if like someone were to like meet you, like if you guys like matched or whatever, then they'd have the option of, do you want me to like give you your reading or whatever?
Oh, interesting.
Right. Like two in one, like a business opportunity, but also like a date.
Ooh, a lucrative BOGO.
Right. So the date falls through. Then you're like, okay, but like, do you want a business ring? Here's my business card.
Right. This is like Birdemic with the cards and Birdemic.
I don't think anybody understands that reference except us.
I'm sorry. So, people, we had a Birdemic episode.
Right. An episode. An episode on Birdemic. Yeah. But no, see, I'm good at like business ventures. I can totally be your manager. Be like, mm-hmm. you know, get them on Tinder. Also like as a human being.
You as a manager just pimping people out.
I don't think that's how that works. But like,
get a Tinder, get an OnlyFans. That's like your plan for people.
Well, you're just like the test subject. So I have to be one person's manager first, and then we'll see how it goes. And then right. You know.
Okay.
It's like, well, that was the prototype. If it goes bad with you, that was the prototype.
Do I get a restart, or is it just like I'm thrown away after it goes poorly?
No, you're not thrown away. I'll help you rebuild your life. Oh. I'll just like, you know.
I'm just a Sims character.
I just have like folders of like things that I think will work. Mm. So once we go through one folder and you crash in front of me, we'll get onto folder two. Plan B, Jeremy.
So that explains the filing cabinet right over there. No.
Right. Mm-hmm. This is all plans for Jeremy's life. Let me get A through Z. Which one?
Interesting. Applejack's farmer. Barracuda wrestler.
Right.
You know.
Right. Christian counselor.
I would be the best Christian counselor.
You would be something. What if you were like a counselor at our previous high school? I would live to see that. Maybe I wouldn't live to see it. I'd probably be a ghost because you'd kill me if we got
a game like that. You'd be Casper in the streets.
Right.
I'd be Teresa Caputo in the streets.
Right. But could you give biblical advice, Jeremy? I don't really know if you could. That's why you'd have to go to like, that's why there's like a plethora of plans laid out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I probably could, like, for God so loved the Bibliotheca that he gave his one and only Dewey Decimal System.
He knows how to use the word Bibliotheca because of Duolingo. Like,
that's I knew that word before Duolingo.
Did you?
And then the Duolingo owl was like, do you know the word C? Let's do 45 questions knowing if you know the word yes.
They're always like the worst sentences that no one would ever say to any native ever, or just in conversation. But the Duolingo owl's scary, so you know. Can you imagine if the Tootsie, what is it, Tootsie Pop owl was
Tootsie
just
Roll?
The Duolingo owl instead of that one?
Ooh, conspiracy theory. They're the same. Is there an owl in Harry Potter?
That owl is like, please don't come.
Hooter?
Is that Hedwig? What do you mean Hooter?
I remember Hooter in Harry Potter. He was really...
Jeremy's just a fan of the restaurant Hooters. Apparently, right. That's the only owl he...
Well, from my understanding, that's the setting of Harry Potter.
Hooters. This is why we don't watch Harry Potter.
Yeah, like Double D Dumbledore?
Oh, my God. I've never watched Harry Potter with Jeremy, ever. Literally ever. I love how I can only invite you over to watch a certain genre of TV. Like, I can't invite you over to watch Harry Potter or Downton Abbey, really anything good. It's like you get here and it's like, okay, Goosebumps or Elvira.
I'm sorry, Elvira is amazing.
No, Elvira is iconic, but also like, it's not that we're watching her, we're watching like her introduce these like atrocious movies.
Thought, right?
Or
what if Elvira was Harry Potter?
I would stand her in Harry Potter as like one of the like the divination teacher. That would be kind of everything. You don't understand that reference. I know you don't, so.
It has to do with things that aren't divine.
Right.
And it happens in the land of Harry Potter.
Anyway.
And then Dumbledore comes
with
in.
With Jeremy. Because
Dumbledore is the secretary of divinity.
Right. Yeah, Jeremy, really his only taste and stuff is like Goosebumps episode about an evil sponge that lives under your sink. That's what he thinks is like peak Oscar-worthy type stuff.
I mean, you don't know. Maybe it won an Oscar. I mean, it's not a movie, but it could have won an Oscar.
Right. Just a sponge that has, like, googly eyes on it.
Honestly, better than the stuff in Harry Potter.
I hate that you've only seen, like, the second movie, and you're like, okay. Mm-hmm. How many movies does Harry Potter have?
I'd say between 1 and 20.
I feel like 20 would be a lot. I feel like they would... Well, I guess they could have added everything from the book in that.
Because there's... Okay, I can do this. Sword in the Stone. Is that right?
No.
Harry Potter and the Swordy Stone. The first one. Harry Potter.
This isn't like King Art, like the sword.
Harry Potter The first one's just called Harry Potter. Second one, Chamber of Secrets, which I remember it's actually good.
I love how that's the clarification.
Prisoner of Azkaban.
That was correct. The Prisoner of Azkaban.
Give me a hint. Goblet of Fire. Mm-hmm. Bam. That's four. Order of the Phoenix. Did I get that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
And there's a Deathly Hallows after that?
No.
Part one and two.
You
and...
skipped one.
What?
Those are the last ones. Deathly Hallows, part one and part two.
There's one in between?
Mm-hmm. It has the word prince in it.
Prince Caspian.
I knew you were going to say prince.
Prince, Caspian. Prince and the P. Prince of Egypt.
Can you imagine?
Harry Potter and the Prince of Egypt.
The collab, none of the Christians.
Yeah, yeah. You know when Harry Potter defeats Ramses? It's one of my favorite scenes.
Right. Half-Blood Prince is a sixth one.
Oh, I would have never gotten that.
No, I know you wouldn't have. But you also don't know the synopsis of any of these.
So I absolutely do.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Harry builds a chamber, and it's full of secrets.
Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. Basically you, sophomore year high school.
Prisoner of Azkaban, Harry Potter gets put into jail for petty theft, and he meets a fellow wizard named Azkaban, a.k.a. Azzy. And he and Azzy defeat... He and Azzy defeat Dumbledore with a wooden spoon, and they escape and go back to Hogwarts.
Okay.
Pretty much. I mean, that's what you told me. And then,
oh, that's definitely not.
Prince, Half-Blooded Prince is the Twilight Harry Potter hybrid movie.
Actually, Robert Pattinson is in The Goblet of Fire.
Really?
Yeah, he plays...
As Edward?
I wish. No, Cedric.
Cedric?
Yeah, he ends up dying. It's really sad. Oh, sorry. Spoiler for those of you who haven't seen it.
I haven't... Like, wow, I was going to watch it. I know it because I've given you the synopsis of it. So.
I just need you to write the SparkNotes synopsis of the Harry Potter novels.
It'd be very accurate.
Right.
I mean, I've already given you really accurate information.
Right.
So, but I go into more detail because I want you to get your money's worth.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You get what you pay for.
Harry Potter and the Oxford comma.
This is what Jeremy would be if he was Harry Potter. Like, forget evil sorcerer. He's like, the mission has now changed.
Mm-hmm. It's to defend the Oxford comma from...
Yeah, people. It's not defense against the dark arts. It's defense against...
Well, it is a dark art. The getting rid of it.
I don't get the big, like, deal with it, but, you know, it's Jeremy's passion.
It's a very important thing that should always be there. And people are like, no.
What other, like, grammar things bother you?
Oh, well, when people say, I could care less.
Oh, I mean, I've said that before, though.
It's wrong.
I could.
It implies that you care.
I could care.
Care
less, Jeremy.
No.
If you think
well, then
that
you
it's
do.
Wrong.
Well, then you do care.
Mm-hmm. Could care less.
But that means you do care, though.
Does it, though?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because it implies that you could care less.
I think
less.
The audience could also care
because
less.
It implies.
I think we could all
no,
care
no,
less. I don't really think Jeremy needs to explain.
It implies.
We just all care less. None of us care, Jeremy.
Well, then everybody cares.
Moving on.
No, no, you're contradicting
segue,
yourself.
Segue.
Oh, okay. Well.
Same difference, okay? So, like, let's just keep going past it.
No.
Same difference.
Could not care less is the correct phrase.
Same difference.
No,
exactly
lies.
Mm.
Lies and slander.
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't know. He's not really a Harry Potter stan like I am. It's very disappointing. It's one of the downsides of our friendship.
Wow.
Because I can't make all the funny references or like, you know, like, wasn't it amazing when like, you know, the character arc of Draco Malfoy was just...
That's the blonde kid.
See, this is how far I get.
He's the Slytherin boy.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's as deep as the conversation gets, folks, when it comes to Jeremy.
I mean, that's the whole character.
I think I would probably have, like, literally... You just couldn't appreciate... Like, even if you went to, like, Universal and saw, like, the Harry Potter exhibit, whatever.
I rode the Harry Potter ride, I think, at Universal.
Is it the one where you're just, like, hanging there and it's just, like, the 2 months that go, like, this close to each other?
Yeah.
I went there, did not ride that ride. Actually, when I was there, they got stuck upside down on that ride, I think. Or they got stuck somewhere. I was like, no, thank you. I wouldn't have gone it anyway, but like...
Controversial opinion. A segue. Did you enjoy Universal Studios?
No.
I did not either.
No, I think Disney would have been better. I haven't been to Disney since I was 4, but I think I would have enjoyed Epcot way more than I enjoyed anything at Universal Studios. Mm-hmm. Like, it just wasn't worth it.
I remember when I went, they had a Minions ride.
Oh. Don't get us wrong. Despicable Me is great, but, like, Minions?
It's just one of those things that they milked into the ground.
Same thing with, like, Shrek and Ice Age. Although, I will admit, like, Ice Age was never my favorite in the first place. But it's not my favorite after, like, the 5th movie, so. Some movies I still, I don't know. I mean, those were just, like, childhood movies, though. I met someone the other day who hadn't seen Disney's Hercules. Sorry, really? I had to say that, yeah.
The cartoon?
Yeah. And I mean, he's
older. I've than often us, dreamed of a far-off place.
I know. I was is it just like age difference? Because he's like older than me. And I was like,
no, but Hercules was out
exactly. That's before what I was saying. We were born. It was before we were born. So like, it shouldn't be like age difference-wise. But
no.
I don't know. I was like, really? You haven't seen Hercules?
I feel like that's a go-to people normally start with Disney.
I think Mulan and The Lion King and Aladdin are go-tos. And Hercules is... It should be, but I don't think it's well-known as like... Lion King and Mulan and stuff like that. Is it?
I thought so. I would have placed Hercules above Mulan in terms of like movies people have seen.
Oh, really? I don't think so.
I know I think The Lion King is pretty easily like the most popular one. Like what could possibly
if you like avoid all the Disney princess ones, because like, the Cinderella or like Snow White or what are the other princesses?
Sleeping Beauty.
How many are there?
Tiana? Princess and the Frog.
Princess and the Frog.
Which I will say.
I have a memory of watching that in middle school.
I will say. That came on. When did I see that? It was like on television or something. Maybe you during the pandemic. It? I watched it. I'm like, you know, I don't think I've ever seen The Princess and the Frog. A good movie. The music is great. I haven't watched Pocahontas in a long time. I don't know with a lens looking at it now if I would really.
Well, no, you can't go in thinking like that. To that movie. There's no way you're gonna make it be like, oh yeah, this is fine. I never watched The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
That's a good movie.
Or like, there's some movies where I'm like, why is this so hyped? And then there's some movies like, why isn't this hyped? And I'm just like, or they didn't make a sequel to Ratatouille, which made me sad. But I also don't want them to like overmake sequels with that movie because they're just so good.
Yeah.
Or I'm scared it's gonna turn out, but I'm scared if they wait too long, it's gonna turn out like The Incredible sequel, which like.
Or Finding Dory.
Oh, I didn't see that. I'm glad they're not making more Toy Stories. Like,
Toy Stories are fine.
Toy Story, I don't understand. Maybe I'm the hate for this, but I don't understand the hype around Toy Story. Like, it's okay, but it's not, like, to me, it's not something that I'm like, oh, this is amazing, revolutionary. I don't know. I mean, it used to be careful with those, like, classic movies. Lady and the Tramp, I never liked that much either.
Really?
It was okay. But it wasn't like, oh my gosh, this is like amazing.
I enjoyed Lady and the Tramp. I think they made a sequel. They made a recent Lady and the Tramp. Have you seen the CGI for the recent Lady and the Tramp?
I've seen a picture.
It's pretty
unfortunate. I mean, it's exactly what you expect it to be, though.
What do you mean?
Like, that's exactly how you knew Disney was going to approach that.
But it's just so like...
They just can't... I don't think... I'm not for CGI any type of movie... It's like with animals. It's like if you're gonna remake it in better animation. Like, don't just try to CGI.
The Lion King CGI.
I didn't watch it. I did not want to ruin like one of the best movies ever. You know, there's some like really weird movies that pop into your head. There's like was popular, and that just like went away. Like Fish Tales, and it was like one of those like fever dream type movies. We're like, was this a movie?
You know how I remembered Fish Tales? I was scrolling through YouTube. And looking through, you know, the recommended videos, and I'm like, why is Christina Aguilera singing Car Wash surrounded by fish? And then I watch them like, oh my gosh, and then all the memories come back.
Yeah, or like Flushed Away. It's like, what are these like random movies where like it was this one and that's it, and then you just like never hear about it again?
Well, that's what Sky High was for me for a while. I'm like,
okay, but that's different. That's a Disney Channel original movie. They had a bunch of, like, Luck of the Irish... 13th Year, Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off, things like that, where it was just like one movie and that's like it, and it was fine. Stuck in the Suburbs, Wendy Wu Homecoming Warrior, which I don't know how much that stays on now, so like don't quote me.
We need to rewatch Wendy Wu Homecoming Warrior. I loved Wendy Wu Homecoming Warrior.
I did too. It was like one of my favorite movies, but I haven't seen it in years.
I imagine it's highly problematic.
Is
it's
that
gotta
on Netflix?
Be.
Wait, I need to see what it's on. Because it was one of my absolute favorite movies. I loved Brenda Song.
Mm-hmm.
That was another one that I'm surprised they never made a sequel to. It's just a very, like, it's 2 hours.
No, it's not.
Yeah. I thought it was, like, maybe an hour.
I was thinking, like, 55 minutes.
I just want to rewatch it. I think it would be really fun to, like, rewatch movies that we used to love and see if they, like, hold up. I don't think Sky High is ever going to hold up.
I rewatched it. It's not as terrible as you think it is. Really? It's not good, but...
I'm scared.
It's...
But, like, what about the other... Like High School Musical, iconic, Eternal. Eternal.
It ruined it for me when I rewatched High School Musical.
It's probably because of the singing for you.
Yeah.
But I love it. Iconic.
But if you can rewatch Camp Rock as many times as you want, it just gets better and better.
The thing that made me mad about Camp Rock was that, like... The first one, all the songs were at the end. And then the second one, it was like a classic, like it was like a musical. I don't know. I have problems. But I think we need to pick 3 iconic movies from our childhood and rewatch them. Wendy Boo Homecoming Warriors aren't on the list. I'm afraid to watch The Cheetah Girls because I will not watch the third one, One World, where they go to India, because I can't even imagine.
It'd be a cultural experience.
Uh-huh, right. But the first one, I just remember that I think it ends with them, like, her dog falling into, like, a sore thing, and then them singing to, like, get it out. They're all wearing, like, matching, like, tracks and stuff. I don't know. I don't know if I can rewatch that one. I don't think there's any way that, like, the Hannah Montana movie is going to be good. Considering that, like, the way it ended, I was already like, this is unbelievable. Like, no way. There was, like, a bunch of Disney Channel original movies that it was, like, Read and Weep. I think that one was pretty good. Mm-hmm.
Do you think the Drake and Josh movie would hold up?
Oh, wait. I want to rewatch that. I think it would. I want to rewatch the first Drake and Josh movie. Like, they go to Hollywood. Do you remember that one?
Vaguely. With the stuff that happened with Drake, yeah, Bell, I don't know.
Maybe not. But, like, I just remember, what are the other options for Nickelodeon, though? Like, a Big Time Rush, which I've never... Do they have a movie? I've never watched... I've seen, like, an episode of Big Time Rush.
They probably did. It was on for a while, so they... You think the SpongeBob movie holds up?
Oh, that was so iconic. I think.
I just remember.
For us, it's going to be more nostalgia of like, oh my gosh, this used to be.
Is this a fever dream, or is there a scene of David Hasselhoff, like his pecs, like.
That's in the movie.
Oh my god.
Like.
Oh no. Like, what does that look like, though?
Like, literally, we need to rewatch the SpongeBob movie. So, like, Wendy Wu, SpongeBob. Also, SpongeBob, the soundtrack for that movie was also everywhere, so it was like...
I'm trying to think of other... I mean, Jimmy Neutron had a movie.
Oh my gosh, Jimmy Neutron had a crossover with Timmy Turner from...
Fairly Odd Parents?
Okay, that's where it was from. I was like, what is the name of the
Timmy show? Turner from Shawshank Redemption. Remember when Timmy Turner was in The Matrix?
Oh my gosh. I don't think the Wizard movie didn't hold up then. It's not going to hold up now.
No.
I feel like anything with Debbie Ryan feels like a fever dream.
Oh, Dad Napped?
Wasn't that with Emily Osment?
I think, yeah.
Okay.
Cadet Kelly?
Oh my gosh, with Hilary Duff and... Mm-hmm. I don't know her other
name. I'm just going through the list to see ones. I would never watch Even Stevens.
Wait, though. We have to watch the Lizzie McGuire movie. That one is funny. And she meets the guy whose name is Paolo, and he's like a pop singer.
Literally, all I remember from that movie is there's a fountain.
Oh, okay.
Princess Protection Program.
I will not sit through a movie with Selena Gomez and Demi Lovato in Princess Protection Program. Like, Selena Gomez, great. Demi Lovato, okay. But, like, together in a movie, I didn't like that movie in general.
The Suite Life movie?
Oh, that's... I love the series, but the movie was not very good. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know how well those hold up. Because if you like it when you're younger, and then you're like,
eh. Yeah.
But then sometimes they're good.
It's like Harry Potter.
I feel like
Harry Potter was a Cartoon Network original movie, right?
I swear. Like, I feel like if you watch SpongeBob, it would hold up for some reason.
Probably. I remember SpongeBob being...
like, timeless.
Well, smarter, kind of.
There's a lot of layers to the SpongeBob jokes. So the thing is if you go back and watch it, you recognize different jokes. So it's never like a...
Right.
This is just like mind-numbingly terrible. Whereas like if you went and watched like Courage the Cowardly Dog, Well, I blocked out most of those episodes, so maybe I wouldn't really remember it, but...
Like, Jimmy Neutron, I think, would be kind of cringeworthy.
It probably would be, but more because of the animation was kind of, you know... It was like, okay, well, what was this? You know what show I don't think would be that cringy if we went back and watched it was Wishbone.
That's a perfect example of... You just have a real dog. The mouth doesn't have to move. It looks fine.
I love how that's the... This is an example of all the times when you just have a real dog.
No, really.
That doesn't talk.
But it's an example of like why you don't need... Can you imagine if Wishbone was CGI'd?
Oh my god.
A nightmare.
Oh my gosh, but Zaboomafoo is cartoons now.
Is it?
Yeah, it's all cartoons. Kraft Brothers and then like Zaboomafoo. It's like not the same. Doesn't hit the same as like actually.
Do you remember Roly Poly Oly?
Oh my gosh, everything. I thought that was a fever dream because no one remembered it. Or... Sagwa.
Ooh, that's very familiar. The name is very familiar. I don't know if I remember it though.
It was like in China and it's like about a family of cats.
I feel like this is a show that my parents have told me I used to watch.
Wait, here. That also felt like a fever dream, and it would have been if my mom wasn't like, that was such a good show. Let's see.
Oh yeah, that's weird. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. As you get older, I feel like you'll remember your favorite shows, but then some other shows that you watch, it will just be like, was that an actual show? Like, did I make it up? Did I dream? Like, Roly Poly Oly feels like a fever dream.
It does. Well, I remember that was when my parents referenced me. Like, hey, remember Roly Poly Oly? And I'm like, huh? And then I pulled it up on YouTube, the theme song, and I'm like, oh no.
The theme song is iconic. Theme song is iconic. I don't know about the animation.
The animation is crazy.
It's so funny. It was just shapes. I remember that.
Yeah. Honestly, the animation of JJ the Jet Plane was a little bit of a fever dream for me. It's a lot.
I remember liking that show, but like I feel like if I went back now and tried to watch an episode, I would just be like on the floor. I think we need to forget all of our other plans. We just need to rewatch JJ the Jet Plane. Like, how bad was the animation on that? Like, I think it was pretty ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
What year was that?
Early 2000s, maybe? Late 90s?
Ugh, this is really terrible animation. Okay, but like, it's so funny. Because like, them compared... Look at this plane. I just can't. Why are these so scary?
They're so scary. I remember loving that show.
They had two seasons.
Really? No.
Yeah.
That's
1994,
shocking.
1994, two seasons.
1994? Why was I watching it?
Also, it says on IMDb it's a 99 to 2005.
That makes more sense to me. Because why would we be watching it if it was 1994?
Guess what the rating is.
Out of 10?
Yeah.
2.5.
Oh, no. It's higher than that.
4.6.
3.9. I love how it's family fantasy musical.
Family.
And the top review is, I mean, it's good for giving children nightmares. Oh my gosh. Dragon Tales only has a 6.4 though. So, you know.
Really? They're wrong.
It won an award?
It should. Dragon Tales.
No. JJ the Jet Plane.
Oh. Best claymation looking cartoon.
Parents' Choice Approval Seal.
No.
Yeah. Wait. Why does it say it, this and then sports figures?
Well, you see, Herky the Helicopter was a quarterback.
Well, how do you remember the name?
I just remember Herky the Helicopter. Maybe I'm making that up. I feel like it's Herky the Helicopter, though.
I think it says it has 90 episodes.
Then it has to be, like, 6 years. There's no way it's...
Three seasons. It says here that, like, the first episode. Today is picture day.
For planes.
At Easy Airlines. And everyone is excited to get their picture taken, except Snuffy. I don't know who that is.
As the drug addict.
As he thinks his propeller... makes him look silly.
Aww.
Snuffy gripes about this all day to old Oscar, who helps him discover his propeller that makes him special. These are a lot. The synopsis, like, one is just called Hide and Seek. Like, that's the name of the episode. Is Snuffy the main character? No, JJ is the main character.
JJ.
That's a dumb question, but like.
Can you imagine the main character's name Snuffy?
Also, how are they playing hide and seek in the sky?
The like clouds.
That was a blast from the past, but I remember watching that and liking it. It's kind of like, what was the one that's like
Bear in the Big Blue House? Icons.
Oh.
Icons.
I recognize it, but I don't think I watched it.
I loved Bear in the Big Blue House. Oh my gosh. What is this? Do you remember Oswald the Octopus?
No. But okay.
What is this?
What year?
2001.
Wait,
listen to the description. Oswald is a safety-conscious but fun-loving octopus who lives in an apartment complex in Big City with his dog, Weenie. His neighborhood is peopled with colorful characters like his pal, Henry the Penguin, Madame Butterfly, who runs the big diner, and her daughter, Katrina Caterpillar. Oswald likes to play piano and sing, and he always does whatever he can to help his friends and neighbors.
Do you remember the Stanley, the zoo thing where he has like a scrapbook of like zoo animals? It was like Stanley and he has like a something in the zoo or whatever. No?
Okay. I don't think so.
I don't know. But there was like a lot of shows when you were younger.
Yeah. Hopefully you remembered some of these when we went through them.
Hopefully. And if you didn't, then I guess we're just in a completely different generation. I mean, we're probably still the same generation. We're still Gen Z, surprisingly. We sound very excited about that.
We do.
Like, yeah, we're still Gen Z. No, for all you Gen Z listeners out there, we're one of you. Follow us on TikTok.
Follow us on TikTok, yeah. I don't know. I guess we should transition into our movie review. Like our actual movie review, not our... This week, Yellowbeard is the name of the movie.
Right. Talk about a fever drink.
This is part of the reason why we were going to do a narrative, and I'm like, I don't know if we should do a narrative and then do Yellowbeard.
Right.
Because it's a lot. It's a movie that has a lot of famous comedians in it and actors in it. Probably most notably, a lot of the cast from the Monty Python series of movies is in it.
Like, it's like a parody of Pirates of the Caribbean, where it's like they're just trying to go to an island and find a treasure, but also it's very weird, and choices were made.
I enjoyed this movie, I'm not gonna lie.
No, yeah, but it was funny. But you're left with, like, it's such a fast-paced movie.
It is.
That you don't get time to really think about the obnoxiousness of the characters or the outfit choices for some of these characters, because it's like everybody's wearing pirate. What do you
consider? Not everybody. Some of them are from the American Revolution.
Only one is from the American Revolution. The majority of the cast is wearing like pirate clothing, and then the one main guy is wearing like, he's like Paul Revere or something.
Well, yeah, okay.
And so, then there's another guy who's blind apparently that we didn't really know, who just looks like he's from a 70s band just ready to go to Woodstock. Like,
right. Yeah.
Who is played by John Cleese, which sends even harder if you see this character in action. They all had very distinct characters, though.
Right. Like, the main characters, there's Yellowbeard, the main pirate, it opens, and he ends up going to prison for 20 years. Like, that's the whole thing. And the idea is that his 20 years are up soon, and he's going to be released from prison. And his wife comes to the prison, is like, hey, you have a son named Dan, who you were describing as Paul Revere fellow.
Right.
And that's Dan. The whole Dan.
Like, but the way she tells him is like, you probably have a son.
Right. It Dan. Could be. It's likely. It's his son.
Yeah. So he like breaks out of prison. I mean, he's going to break out of prison anyway. He didn't like break out of prison for his son. But he's trying to find like a treasure. And I think the mom gave the son the treasure map.
Well, so there was originally the treasure map. She burned the treasure map, and then she tattooed the map onto the scalp of the sun.
Right. Chaos ensues. So, like, yes. It's just Yellowbeard. Like, okay, so then the sun, at some point, they decide to, like, go on a trip. He has, like, a crew with him, and they're like, let's go look for the treasure. But stuff happens before that, but I'm getting confused with, like, what happens before
that. Okay. So, okay, Yellowbeard breaks out of a prison, right? And he goes to find his son, who's being raised by another person who his only real character trait is that he's an alcoholic all the way throughout the movie. And he goes and he tries to chop off the head of his son to get the map. And then the son reasons with him that, hey, maybe you don't want to do that, and we could go on the trip together. Somehow they end up in a bar, and this is where the blind character,
whose name is
Yeah, Harvey, quote unquote, Blind Pew is his formal name in Wikipedia.
And so this guy, like, okay, well, there's these two guys who work for the, do they work for the Queen? Or are they just like government people? The two with the wigs who are very like.
They work for the government.
So they're going around trying to get information on Dan or Yellowbeard, one of the two.
Both. But I think they're mainly trying to figure out the whole, they're trying to figure out where Yellowbeard went because he escaped prison.
Right. Yeah. And so they keep running into the blind guy who then like takes out a bag of money, opens it, and like waits, like any piece of information you have to like pay him. But like these people, like the government people have like a coin on a string. And so he's blind.
So mean.
So then they like drop the coin in. He hears a drop and they take it out. And so he keeps thinking that he's getting more money for all this information he's giving. He's really not.
Not at all. Yeah.
But the humor in this is like outrageous to like a very high degree. We thought it was amusing.
It is amusing.
But it's a specific type of humor that I can understand other people not really finding amusing at all. So.
Right. But anyway, so they're in the bar. Somehow, this was never explained, the blind guy is there, he gets rid of all the lights, and
right.
then
the well, lights... Well, because he's like, oh, there's a treasure, and so everybody's all ears now. They're like, what treasure?
But then the lights go out, and then they come back on, everybody's dead but him. Do you remember this?
Where they're all, everybody's dead?
Or they're all unconscious. That occurs first, and then the father goes and finds Dan. They eventually meet with a botanist... for reasons who they then agree to work with to go on a voyage to find the treasure. And that works for a while until they're in what appears to be like a town square and members of the government or for the Queen, it was unclear, are basically kidnapping people to forcibly work for a boat that's run by the country.
Right.
And so then everybody but Yellowbeard gets captured. Well, the blind guy doesn't get captured. He gets blown up by a grenade.
Yeah, like that character is killed off.
30 minutes in?
Yeah. Sad day.
Sad day. But luckily, everybody else was moving at 110% to where they're trying to pick up for anything that he's not
right.
there for.
But everybody's on the ship now, or they're getting on the ship. Yellowbeard sneaks onto the ship. But it's like very strange because there's like this crew is just so like... all about discipline. They're like all like kept in place, things like that. And then you just have Yellowbeard who just is like in multiple scenes is just seen like sitting around eating mm-hmm. stuff like, but like, you know, in like crates or whatever, and like no one notices him.
Somehow.
It's very strange.
Yeah, and the people that they choose to do the discipline are very interesting. There's one in particular who's not like the rest.
Right. I forget their names. It's like Mr. What are the three? There's three.
The only one I remember is, I think, Mr. Prostitute.
Right. Who's this girl with this, like, Sharpie marker mustache.
Everything. I laughed really hard when they're like, and here is Mr. Prostitute. It's originally run by somebody who is working for the Queen, I guess, or for the government. They're trying to find treasure, but they're also trying to defeat the French. Because there's a whole scene
it's
where they...
It's very unclear because the scene with the French, it's like, well... are they pretending to be the French or are they trying to just shoot down the ship that is French? It's very
I don't
unclear.
Know.
I still have no idea what exactly happened in that scene, but it like ends and then it's never talked about again.
Right. It's just like, well, they're like, we won. And I'm like, who
won what?
Well, won what? Yeah. Like you weren't actually shooting. Like the ship is still sailing away. I don't really understand.
But like in the chaos, like for some reason, like there's an entire sail that just like collapses on the ship and they're like, it's fine, we'll continue to sail without our sail.
Right.
And I was like, okay, this interesting plan. But
well, then it pans back to the sails being fine.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, interesting choice that happens. But eventually the guy who's chosen by the Queen is overthrown by Dan, who's then chosen as the new captain of the ship.
Yeah, well, the government guys who were like on the ship didn't realize that they thought everybody was on their side, and then the ship's like overtaken, and then Dan's now the head of the ship. And I love how like it's been established at this point that, like, Yellowbeard is on the ship, but, like, literally no one cares. Like, they don't go looking for him, nothing.
And I love also they're like, yeah, we're sailing to, I think they were sailing to the Bahamas at first. Like, an island in the Caribbean. Oh, and then yeah. Dan's like, we're going to Madagascar. And I'm like, how does that work exactly?
Right. same direction.
Right, same place. Both islands. And that happens for a while. And eventually, they find their way to the island. Or they find an island. It's not clear if it's Madagascar. I don't think it is. Is it?
I don't know if it was supposed to be. But they make their way to an island. And spoiler alert, they're not alone on this island. Because the people that live on this island... Like, how would you describe it?
Well, I originally thought it was going to be like a native kind of group, right? But then the outfits were really not that at all. Like, they had warriors that were fighting that were very like ninja vibes. And then the king had, I don't know how to describe the vibe of what the king of the island was wearing.
It's like,
I literally
it's just a giant snake headpiece,
but it's like bedazzled.
And then his like little helper person is wearing like this outfit that's like red but feathers on it, and they're like super neon. It was very interesting and strange. And then the daughter is like in what I can only think of as like Athens, like, yeah. Greek kind of like, I don't know. Was it like a tunic? I have no idea what she was wearing, but...
What do you call those things? Toga?
Yeah. A toga. Like, that's what she was wearing. And then there's this one chair that this king, like, really likes. It's like a torture chair.
Well, it's new.
It's also, like, it's like you walk across this tiny little piece of, like, cement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in the middle of, like, acid, right? A lake of acid.
It's
just this chair.
Not sure where they get the lake of acid. Like, do they import it? Is it just there? I don't know. I have questions.
Seems very dangerous.
It does seem very... Well, it is very dangerous, as we'll see.
Right. So then, like, they eventually, like, capture Dan, and I guess he's put in that chair. But then there's, like, this random, like, super quick love story. It's not even a story. It's just, like, immediate, like...
Well,
the daughter's like in love with Dan.
Well, the daughter's in love with Dan because Dan tells her, oh yeah, Yellowbeard's my dad and there's a treasure.
Right. But then she also doesn't free him. She's just like, I'll go pack my things.
Yeah, that was weird.
He's still like,
I don't know why. That's a good point. I don't know why she didn't just free him.
Yeah.
I would say it's too scary, but she walked past a little lake of acid to go talk to him, so.
Right. Spoiler alert, the king does end up dying in his own, like, lake of acid, I think is what happens. He falls in.
Yeah, he ends up in the lake of acid. Some of the other government officials end up in a lake of acid. Dan does not.
PSA, it's not safe to have just, like, lakes of acid.
Yeah. Stranger danger, lake of acid danger.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was very weird. It was very fast-paced, though. Like, you really had to pay attention to this because... There's this one scene, though. So, like, this is happening. And then the other, like, more people from the ship are, like, trying to find them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when the wife gives them directions.
Well, yeah, the wife is forced to come along on the sea voyage because they think that she knows where Yellowbeard is. And
right.
So they keep drowning her in the ocean as they...
move along, yeah.
Yeah, apparently.
But then she's the only one who knows where it is. So, like, she gives them directions. But the directions are literally just, like, crawl 5 steps to the left... hop twice, crawl straight, like, it, so it's just
everything.
Like a sequence of everybody's like hopping around and stuff. It's really funny. But eventually everybody ends up back on the beach, and that's when Dan accidentally stabs Yellowbeard, his father. It's very unclear because, like, he shows back up and, like, kind of saves him, but then he gets stabbed by his own son.
Well, they find the treasure.
Yeah, right. Okay, they find the treasure. But, like, then he gets stabbed by his own son, and the mother's like, this is how he, like, always wanted to die horribly, and it's just very weird.
And there's dramatic music. Like, it's a wonderful emotional moment. And Yellowbeard's like, yes, you've done it, my son. You're a pirate now.
Right. But then that, like, means nothing afterwards because he ends up, like, being alive and fine a couple sequences later. So they're back on the boat counting all the riches, and then you just mm-hmm. see, like, Yellowbeard and stuff like that. I think that's how it ends, is, like, they sail away on that ship.
Yeah.
Because it was a very abrupt ending.
It was an abrupt ending.
It was like, now they have the riches, Yellowbeard's alive, credits. Right. They just like zoom out on the boat and then they're just like credits. It's very strange. Very like Patchy the Pirate from SpongeBob meets like Pirates of the Caribbean knockoff.
Yeah. But a comedy. Well, I guess Pirates of the Caribbean is.
But also
a comedy.
Monty Python, like type humor.
Yeah, which I appreciated.
Like, it was something, especially the accents at the beginning. They were really struggle bus with the Spaniards. There was one accent that was, like, ridiculous, and I forget whose it was, but it was like, oh my gosh.
I mean, the blind guy's accent was a lot.
I think it was maybe that guy. Yeah. He was just a lot in general, I think, like, his character. But...
So, I guess who's your favorite character? I assume the blind guy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You too?
I think so. Character? I mean... It's hard to say because he wasn't really in the full movie.
Sad days.
If I had to exclude him from it just because he wasn't in the whole thing.
Probably the wife.
The wife, I think. Yeah. She was funny too. There isn't really a character in this movie where I was like, oh, you're not really pulling your weight.
No, they're all doing 110%, which is what made it good. This is a movie we would definitely recommend, I would say.
Yeah, I would agree. I'm trying to think of how to rate this.
But I don't know how I would rate this. I think I'd probably rate this like a... Either a 7 out of 10 or 6 out of 10. Maybe like a 6 out of 10. It was good. It was funny. Fast-paced. But it doesn't make it into that top 5 category for me. So.
Yeah, I think I'll go 7. I'm stuck between a 7 or a 7.5. I think I'm going to go 7 just because I wish that the ending was a little less abrupt.
Mm. I wish this was like a musical. I think that's what it was missing.
I mean, it's... I have mixed feelings because this movie was already at 110%. Like, what if this was a musical?
It is everything.
It would be insane.
I think I need to pick a musical for next week. But, no, it was really good. I don't know. This is very, I wouldn't say, like, light. It is lighthearted, but it's also, like, not in the same way that, like, Willy Jamali and the Cat-Cocoon was. That was more, like, heartwarming. This was more, like, if you like Monty Python-type humor, then, like, you should probably watch this.
I will say this is also not a movie to just have on in the background.
No, you have to be paying attention because if you like miss anything, it's going to be... A lot of the jokes are very subtle and not announced. Mm-hmm. So like if you don't get it, like if you don't... You have to recognize that it's like a joke and like things like that.
Yeah. Versus something else like... I think even Willy Jamali and the Cat-Cocoon, you can kind of just like watch recreationally. Well, I mean, not that this isn't recreational. Like we're not doing it for work, but... You have to pay. You have to pay more attention. Is the whole point? Like, which is what you're saying,
right? Because even though it's like a silly plot, there's still a lot happening in the plot.
And I think it's different than even the Holy Grail, because I mean, for me at least, the Holy Grail has individual scenes that are like this, and then there are moments like large pauses where not tons happens. This movie is like things are happening 24/7. Everyone's at 110%.
Right.
The whole time.
Everyone's doing something, everyone's sneaking onto some ship, everyone, like, everything's happening at once. So, you know, you really have to be, like, aware of what's going on.
And, but the good thing about that, even though it requires more attention, the movie, it's a longer movie, it didn't feel very long to me.
It did not.
And I don't think it really requires that you like pirate movies either.
No.
I'm not a huge pirate movie fan.
I don't
fan.
Think both of us are, like, pirate stans to where we're like, how to watch this? And Jeremy's like, yeah.
Yeah, go watch it, I guess. I guess we're moving on to the book segment. Are we pulling from The Last Straw? Considering Absolutely. It's right here next to me.
Yes. Strategically placed.
I'll go first just because it's right here. See if I get better advice than last time.
Oh, yeah.
It was a lot last
time. It was
time.
A lot. I remember I listened to it back and I was like, what is this advice, Jeremy?
Okay. I kind of wish Rally had put some effort into digging the hole because our time capsule wasn't really buried all the way. Hopefully no one will mess with it because it needs to stay there for at least a few hundred years. Advice from that. Sometimes, for things that you want to preserve or things that are important to you, the most important thing is taking the time at the beginning to set up the necessary parameters to where it can last forever.
It's very vague advice. What does that mean?
So
give us an example, Jeremy. I need like a...
So for example, right, if you have like a car or a piece of furniture or something, why are you laughing at me for? This is like a real thing. So it's as important like after you buy it to actually like maintain it.
No, I thought this was going to like bury it in the backyard right. to save it.
Okay, the advice That's is why the advice
I
is
I was laughing because I thought your advice was going to be like they put a time capsule in the backyard to bury.
Look,
the car.
Okay, the real advice. I was going to give you good advice about
No.
I'm incorporating it. So the original advice is going to be, you know, it's important to preserve the things that you care about, like you would a time capsule. But based off of Ruby's input, which I take into my heart, and I'm now I am now modifying it. If that doesn't work, right? Say you try preserving an entire bed frame and it doesn't work, just bury it out back and it'll grow and you'll have a new bed frame.
Oof.
Hashtag recycle.
Go green. Dad came home this morning and he was not real happy with me for getting him stuck in that situation. Something tells me that after this weekend, he's not a real big fan of Troop 133 either.
You were a Girl Scout.
I was
applicable.
A Girl Scout.
Oh my gosh.
Applicable. If you have like an event to go to or like you're planning to do something, make sure that your friends are like chill with, because like some friends, right, you'll be like, oh, you want to come along and also do this with me, and they'll be like, yeah, sounds fun, and you take them along with you, and then they hang it over your head for like the next like years that you're friends with them. It's like, remember when you made us do this or you made us do that, and they weren't like super hype about it. It's just like Jeremy, like one time, right, when you were playing Super Mario Party 8 on the Wii, the whole time he was like, this is so much fun, like I'm having a good time.
Hyperbole.
And then even that night he was like, oh yeah, like I had such a great time like hanging out, and now I just hear references of like, oh yeah, remember that boring game we played. The narrative has changed. So you know, before you like make plans with your friend, just make sure that they actually want to do that, you know.
I recall about complaining about that game in real time when they started riding dolphins.
Well, you were complaining about the game, you were just saying, what is this graphic?
No, it wasn't. It's not the most exciting of games. It's like a board game, right?
Yeah, it's not the best Mario game that's ever come out.
Mm-hmm.
That would be
Super no.
And on
no.
that note, no, Jeremy does like that. That's Jeremy's hidden talent, by the way. Is he's very, very good at saying no in an Italian accent. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, they told me, like, my therapist, which isn't real because I haven't gone to one, but if I did, they would tell me, you need to learn how to say no. And so I did.
Mm-hmm. Like, why don't you Mario. Give them, like, say it again for them.
Okay.
So, like, picture in your head Waluigi, right?
No.
Right, exactly.
So the key is you're gonna go, ah, and then you gotta go to the no.
Right.
This is my Italian-American roots all being, like, put to good use. Right. Not for food, not for culture, not for anything, just for this.
Just saying no to people.
In Mario voice.
Right. Why do I feel like, you know, the celebrities who have, like, a... What is it where you can like get a message from them or like a video from
PictoChat. MySpace.
No. It's like, you know, where you can like
I know what you're talking about. Not OnlyFans.
Essentially, it was like you can like ask a celebrity or whatever to like send you a video saying like whatever, like happy birthday to people or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you had one of those, it would just be you, because the only thing you can say is no in an Italian accent. It's just like you're just people request that you break up with other people for them.
As Mario. Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Mm. Or any type of rejection. They just like, I just need you to make a video of you saying no, send it to me, $100.
Or they want to hear the hit Meghan Trainor song from years ago. My name is no. My sign is no. My number is no.
That would be a remix, you know.
I mean, it would improve the song.
It's, I just imagine like the song and then just like the pop-up of your face on Meghan Trainor.
Wait, which says, Mario no. Trainor? Wait.
I like the thought of you dressing up as Waluigi that music video.
Remember there's like a lot of coordinated dancing in that movie. Or in that movie. In that music video. The Meghan Trainor movie.
It's a whole movie for Jeremy.
All about that now.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think you could pull it off though. I think you'd learn a dance routine if you had to.
It would help to know that I was cosplaying as Mario, cosplaying as Meghan Trainor. That would be enough
Waluigi.
Motivation. Well, they're all, their voices are all the same. I mean, not like Toad, but.
Like, everybody sounds the same. Princess Peach, right. Yoshi.
Close your eyes. Yoshi sounds like Princess Peach. Prove me wrong.
Right. Prove us wrong. Yeah, but that's Jeremy's special talent.
Yeah.
If I'd known this earlier, I would have made him, like, do the talent show in school.
Just for that one word?
Yeah. Maybe he would have done it. Maybe he wouldn't have, but...
I'm a very benevolent Mario cosplayer.
I don't think you would have done that. I think what would have happened is I would have been like, hey, you should try it for the talent show. You'd be like, there's no way in hell I'm doing that. And then 2 days later, the teacher comes up to me like, oh, I saw that you signed up for the talent show. I'm like, I didn't sign up for the talent show. And then I realized that Jeremy signed me up for the talent
well,
show.
Well, no, I would only sign you up if I was also involved. Anyway.
What were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So my advice from that was just like, if you're like doing things with friends, just like make sure that they're like enjoying the things that you guys are doing. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, trust your friends that they're like enjoying the things that you're doing. But yeah. And on that note, go follow us on Instagram at Everything Is Tyne, TikTok at Everything Is Tyne, Twitter at Everything Tyne, our YouTube channel at Everything Is Tyne. And our personal Instagram at Ruby and Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
Just the most content.
Yeah, we recently posted some reels there. So if you want to check them out, give us feedback.
We would appreciate mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, one would say that they're so ethereal that they're almost like they're not there.
Right.
It's pretty mm-hmm. pretty advanced stuff, so.
And don't say we didn't warn you.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know, that's all we got, I guess, for the week. You good to go, I guess? Not to make it sound like you're running away.
we're really just running away right now. We're right. just holding the mics and running and...
Mm-hmm. Sisterhood of the traveling mics.
Well, sisterhood. Two of us running around with mics.
Also, that would be really great if they were all named Mike, holding mics.
Oh. Interesting.
Hire me, Hallmark.
Sisterhood of the traveling mics.
Anyway,
follow us on social media for more content.
Right. And have a great week, everybody.
Yeah.
Bye.